This executive order is a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. The Posse Comitatus Act says that the military cannot be used for domestic law enforcement except in very limited circumstances. This is just training, and of course, training itself doesn't violate the law. But once the state guards, once the federal military is used for law enforcement purposes, that is a clear violation of federal law. What President Trump is suggesting in his remarks and by this executive order is that he'd be violating the Posse Comitatus Act and doing something that no president has ever done in this country, using the military aggressively in cities and for domestic law enforcement.
So, responding to civil disturbances is a domestic task, not a federal one.
Not clear what President Trump means by civil disturbances. He says that he's going to use the military in cities to deal with crime. That clearly violates the Posse Comitatus Act. It's inconsistent with over 200 years of American history of not using the military for domestic law enforcement.
Has there ever been an instance where a president has deployed the National Guard to a state to quell civil disturbance in American history?
The last time before Los Angeles this year, without a governor's request, was President Johnson doing so in about 1965 in Selma, Alabama, direct civil rights demonstrators. President Eisenhower did so to desegregate the Little Rock schools. But it is rare. The last time without a governor's request was now 60 years ago.
So there is some precedent for doing that. Does
Let me be clear.
crime?
There's a precedent for presidents using the National Guard in very limited circumstances. Even in these instances, it's rare. There's no precedent for where President Trump is trying to use the military for domestic law enforcement in major cities across the country.
Well, he's trying to say there's a crisis of crime.
The Constitution doesn't have a clause that says if a president perceives a crisis, the president can ignore the Constitution and laws. That whether there is or isn't a crisis of crime, there's nothing in the law that authorizes the president to call out the military to deal with it. The president has the power as commander-in-chief to use the American military. But the tradition in the United States has been that's with regard to foreign countries. There are very limited circumstances in which the president can use the military domestically. They require invoking the Insurrection Act, and presidents have not done this.
So let's turn now to the burning of the American flag. His executive order bans it, punishable for up to 1 year in prison. Also, it directs the attorney general to investigate cases of burning the flag and prosecution. The Supreme Court has ruled that's protected under the First Amendment. Can you respond?
In 1989, in Texas versus Johnson, the Supreme Court said that flag burning is a form of protest that's safeguarded by the First Amendment. When Congress tried to adopt a statute prohibiting flag burning, in 1990, in United States versus Eichmann, the Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional and said it's speech protected by the First Amendment. The Trump executive order is blatantly unconstitutional. Also, the president has no authority to create crimes. Only Congress has the authority to make something criminal and prescribe punishment.
Now, during the press conference when Trump announced the executive order banning the burning of the American flag, he acknowledged that the Supreme Court had protected that act and basically said there was a way to get around it by declaring it an incitement to riot. Can you explain and respond?
President Trump is just wrong. Incitement of illegal activity is not protected by the First Amendment. Only in very rare circumstances can speech be punished as incitement. In order to be incitement, a legal test has to be met. It has to be shown that the conduct of speech has a likelihood of causing imminent illegal activity, and it has to be shown that the speech is directed at causing imminent illegal activity. There might be instances where flag burning meets the test, but the president can't declare that all flag burning is incitement. That's inconsistent with First Amendment law.
I want to move briefly to the other two executive orders that he signed, which are basically ending cashless bail around the country and then specifically in the District of Columbia, which would essentially bar federal funds to states and jurisdictions that have cashless bail. Is there any constitutional concerns about that?
The federal government can't control state court systems. President Trump, by trying to eliminate cashless bail, is trying to do exactly this. A number of states, both blue states and red states, have eliminated cashless bail. President Trump does not have the authority to override their choices. President Trump can't create conditions on federal grants. Only Congress can do so. So President Trump, trying to control local law enforcement, trying to control local courts, is exceeding his powers. He isn't a king or a dictator.
What do you foresee the Supreme Court responding to any of these executive orders should it reach the high court? There's a new conservative majority at the courts.
In 1989 and 1990, the Supreme Court declared unconstitutional laws that prohibited flag burning. Even conservative justices like Antonin Scalia were part of the majority. I don't see the Supreme Court overruling those precedents.
The National Guard.
I think the Supreme Court will rule against President Trump on this.
And then on cashless bail, ending cashless bail.
When the Trump administration, in his first term, tried to say that local law enforcement that didn't cooperate with ICE would lose federal funds, federal courts declared that unconstitutional. I think they'll declare this unconstitutional as well.